Blog Talk Radio.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me. No response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling the block.
Talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy, the host, L Boogie. And you know I got my cellmates with me, 2L's the G. And my man, T-Ro. Man, it's October 26, 2013. 25th, my fault. I'm already in the clouds. And it's Freestyle Friday. It's going to be a great show today. What's up with you, Ro?
I'm talking about you, L Boogie, and I got myself on mute. What's up to the world? Y'all know I'm ready, man. It's Friday. It's the streets. You know what it is. I want, L Boogie, I want to say what's up to everybody checking us out online at that www.blogtalkradio.com. / The Streets Is Talking. And that's with a DA for those who be following this tough. What's up to everybody in the Twitter world? What's up to everybody on Facebook? You know, we got a Facebook, too. Streets Is Talking is on Facebook, too, if you didn't know that. Follow us. Get at us. L Boogie. Jewel. What's happening, baby? You know, I see you. And it's feeling good. It's feeling good. It's Friday, baby. I can't wait to get to it. You know what I'm saying? And what you got special for us this evening on this Friday, there, L Boogie? I see you in the clouds. I'm in the clouds with you, you know. But, you know, we're going to get it together. We're going to get it together.
Man, my co-host, man, T-Row, man, you know he think he Jodeci. He think he KC from Jodeci. Oh, yeah. You know, he hit you with that. You know, he wild. He a wild boy.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Man, first of all, let's give a shout-out to Sparks Middle School in Nevada. Had a student who shot a teacher, man. He saved the other kid's lives by stepping in front of the student. The kid was 12 years old. The man's name was Mike Lansbury. I want to give a shout-out to that guy, man, because I'm in the field of education, and, you know, we in the streets, and for a kid at 12 to come to school with a gun, it must have been something going on. But shout-out to Mike. Let him rest in peace, and, you know, him saving kids. I hope that those kids do something with their lives, and it inspires them, so... Big up to Mike Lansbury, bro. I want to give a big up to that guy, man.
Yeah, big up to Mr. Mike Lansbury, you know, teacher, a reserve for the National Guard. And, you know, he didn't have to do what he did, L Boogie, but, you know, it just puts you in the mind frame of, you know, what would you do? What would you have done? Would you have, you know, pulled a Mike Lansbury if this would have happened at your location? So, you know, all our condolences, you know, go out to the Sparks Middle School out there in Nevada, and just hope they can get their heads up and keep on moving. You know, hopefully this will, you know, spark something within kids to, you know, to change their lives if they weren't on that right path. But, you know, don't like to see disaster at these young schools. You know, don't like to see it anywhere, really. But, you know, 12 years old, took a gun to school. We still don't know if it was because of bullying or, you know, whatever the case may have been. But, you know, big ups to Mr. Mike Lansbury, man. Much love to you from the streets, baby.
Woo! Woo-wee. Something on to another lighter note. Man, let's go straight to the NFL. Forget it. Let's go straight to the NFL. Bro, Josh Freeman. I hope it was because of the concussion that he had that many overthrows. He had 16 overthrows. 16! Now, if you're Christian Ponder, you're going to come into the game on Sunday and hopefully pull it out. But they bypassed you, got a guy off waivers. You know, where do you go if you're Minnesota? They're lucky Adrian Peterson is locked up for a couple more years. Because I saw the look on his face, and it was that look that sometimes we all have when you're on your job. I don't want to be here. Is there another way out? Is there an out? Give me an out.
L.
Josh Freeman. Hold on, bro. Josh Freeman was MBG, man. He's MBG. Nothing but pure D-grain garbage. Got
it. Yeah, and I'm going to say this, man. He's so lucky that we haven't had an opportunity to download the song I'm a Ho. You know I'm a Ho. Because, boy, by Houdini, for those that don't know. Boy, now let me tell you, L Boogie, boy, I be playing that for us right now. You know what I mean? But it's all to the good. Josh Freeman, man. You know, when you were leaving your situation in Tampa, I thought it was really because of the coach. I really did. But after seeing you on Sunday, I don't know what kind of drunk punch you've been drinking. But homeboy, 16 overthrows is not good. And then early part of this week, you ain't want to tell nobody that you got hit real hard to where, you know, it came out in the injury report that you got concussion-like symptoms. And then guess what I heard, L Boogie? Even with the concussion-like symptoms, they still thinking about trying to start this guy on Sunday over Christian Ponder. What is going on in Minnesota? See, Josh Freeman already taking the meds, so they think that by him taking the meds, he can continue to take the meds and it'll get him, you know, over the hump and get him to where he needs to be. Excuse me, Mr. Leslie Frazier, coach of the Minnesota Vikings, which so happens to be black. I like you, Coach Frazier. You're real cool. You don't lose your temper. You just, you got that calm demeanor like Tony Dungy. But, man, look at her. You're trying to get fired. Your team made it to the playoffs last year
straight
with a running back. And now this year, you trying to resurrect the career of a black quarterback who is going downward and going down with fast. I don't think Josh Freeman is really necessarily that talented, dog. I mean, he's talented, but he is not that, dog. He is not that. He had one good season, which was great. You know what I'm saying? But L Boogie, this guy right here, it ain't going down like that, man. Not for him, man. And you can say that it's not Minnesota. Minnesota, all right. They got some receivers that this guy can throw to. They got a nice little tight end. And they got the running game. So, you know, Josh Freeman, you going to get Coach Frazier fired. And you the only one that's going to be walking around making more money than Coach Frazier. So I hope that you can put Coach Frazier on your payroll, Freeman, because he's not doing you any favors by letting you, you know, start these games and talking about he gives us the better shot to win the games. If that ain't a bunch of BS, man, I don't know what he's drinking with Josh Freeman, you know. But it is what it is. But Josh Freeman trying to get Coach Frazier fired, and he only been there 2 weeks and only started one game. So watch out for that, L Boogie. I'm just upset that that's even going down like that. And, Christian Ponder got his hands full again.
The most talented person on the team, they only can put 11 guys on the field. They have 9 guys in the box. 9. So they're daring you to throw the ball. Are you kidding me? After what I saw, I said, man, let me get in shape. Maybe I could get off the couch and do something. All you got to do is read.
Like
I get off the couch.
Out there.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it. And I critiqued him, and I'm looking at his feet and his, you know, how he, you know, throws the ball. And I'm wondering if Greg Jennings said, did I sign up for this? I hope that the sports officials put Greg Jennings on their show. Did I do that? Did I sign up to go to Minnesota for this? Wow.
Because
very,
you know, L Boogie, you know, L Boogie, he didn't retract those statements about what he said about AR-12 over there in Green Bay, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I was just joking when I was talking about Aaron Rodgers and how he wasn't a good leader in the locker room. And, yeah. Now, look at you now. Look at you now.
Look at you now. Man, and going from bad to worse, last night game, Carolina Panthers putting a beat down on Tampa Bay in the Big Sombrero. On the road, and you know, and we saw it, bro. Look at their faces.
Man, that was after the first 8 minutes of the game, in the first quarter.
did Cam Newton impress you?
I'm going to tell you this. I talked a lot of trash about Cam Newton during the, you know, during the weeks leading up before the NFL season, preseason even started. One of the storylines for me was how was Cam going to come back this year, and if they were going to be losing, how was he going to show himself in the post games? Because we saw in the past that his post games are just getting worse and worse every time, you know, he's showing his face on TV. But now I see a whole different Cam Newton. I mentioned, I think it was a couple weeks ago, it looks like he's trying to become more of a pocket passer that can run, you know. And Cam can be a Michael Vick, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. He can run out the pocket and know what he's going to take, you know, as far as punishment goes. But he's a little bit, he's way more smarter than any of these guys. And, you know, last year was a year that I think he just really, really, I'm not going to say that he got depressed, but he got down on himself a lot, you know what I'm saying? But this year, man, this guy is the Cam Newton that I expected to see from Auburn. This is the Cam Newton, the Superman, you know what I'm saying? And he's just doing his part, you know what I'm saying? Because they really don't have, I mean, they have a nice team, don't get me wrong, but they don't have that super team, you know what I'm saying, that should be with a Steve Smith and a Cam Newton, you know what I mean? Their coach is Coach Riviera. Come on, man, you need a better coach than that to get these boys to step up to the, you know, to do what they can do, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say that, yes, he impressed me a lot. I like the way that has grown this season, especially from last season. What a turnaround. And he's just getting better. Third year, let's not forget.
Yes, they haven't been over 500 since 2008. They're 4-3. I'm happy for Steve Smith, you know, the latter stages of his career, and they're, you know, coming on. They're 4-3. Who knows? They're in a tough division with the Saints, who's going to win that division, I think, by at least two games. Will they get the wild card? I don't know, but let's hope that they continue to progress and get better for, you know, for Cam Newton. Yes, he did do well, and they were winning, smiles on his face. But once again, I want to see him when he needs to win a game with 2 minutes to go, drive him down the field, touchdown, or set up a field goal, and we'll see what happens. But before we get to the pick'em games, you know, the street's been talking, bro. The street's been talking. And, you know, we've been on the Twitter, and the question was posed to, you know, Dez Bryant in the interview. And they asked him, is he better than Megatron? You know, Calvin Johnson, the people do not know, for the Lions. And he said that he's great at what he does, and, you know, Dez Howard, I'm great at what I do. And they play this Sunday, week 8. In Motown. Was he set up on the questioning, or, you know, was he supposed to? I mean, you tell me, bro. I did not give you my point, but what do you think about those comments coming from one of your stars, and he plays for your team?
You know what I'm going to say. I back my dude up 100% up until he got to the part about Megatron. I agree with my dude. And for him to say what he said, L Boogie, that's the type of attitude you got to have from your star receiver, from your number one. You know what I mean? So I'm not knocking Dez Bryant for saying what he said, because my dude is good. Now, is he better than Megatron? I would say this. When he catch the ball, he can hit his fourth and fifth gear a little bit quicker than Calvin Johnson can, Megatron. But if Megatron get it and he stiff arm you, you know, it's hard to catch a 6'5", 4'2" runner. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Megatron is the only guy that I know that is double team, triple team, got four men on him, and he still finds a way to jump up 12 feet, 15 feet in the air, grab the ball, come down, touchdown, while everybody looking at each other talking about, I thought you had him. No, I thought you had him. No, all y'all had him, and he still came down with the ball. So in that impact, no, he's not better than Megatron. They are, hey, Dez, my boy Dez is a great, great talent. Let me tell you, he's been doing some great things, you know, week 10 of last season all the way up until this point. And, you know, he's good. He's good. But he's not better than Megatron as far as, you know, going to get it. He ain't jumping over nobody's head to get the ball like I've seen Megatron. And Megatron was last season. He caught it over 3-4 defenders, and he just did it last week. So what is he going to do tomorrow or Sunday? Ugh. Dez, I just want you to just keep up with the same amount of yards that this guy catch, because it's going to be hell on us Sunday, because you know Stafford, you know, he's throwing it. He's going to wing it to Megatron. It don't matter. Throw 5 people back there. Hell, put the punter back there and see what he can do. It ain't going to help because Megatron's still going to come down with it. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Dez Bryant should be, you know, apologizing to not Mr. Megatron, but to Mr. Claiborne. I'm sorry for setting you up for you. I'm sorry for setting you up for Sunday. But it's going to be real bleak for Mr. Claiborne, the cornerback. We're going to see why Mr. Jerry Jones drafted, you know, moved up in the draft to pick you from LSU. Okay, you was a rookie last year. You had a couple bumps and bruises, but, bro, he needs to step up tomorrow. See why he was drafted so high.
Let me tell you this, L Boogie. He used to be a commercial back in the day. They used to say, you want butter or parchment? So I'm going to ask you this. You better ask that fool what kind of butter. You want butter or does he want parquet? Because this fool about to be toast on Sunday. You hear me? Dez Bryant, yeah, boy, you done opened up a can of worms, boy. I'm telling you, just keep up with the same amount of yards that Megatron get, and I'll be happy. You know what I mean? You got to show me, Dez, because you know Megatron going to show. He shows up every Sunday. He don't even talk trash. He just get out there and put that 4-2-1 speed on you, run right by you, jump over your head, touchdown. Damn you, Dez.
Now listen to this. The streets have been talking. I've got word back. Jason Campbell, I guess they're going to probably have to pay this guy. The fans have been calling for him. He's now been named the starter for the Cleveland Browns. Think this will improve their chances of beating the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs?
Was that a question?
That was a moment of silence for death.
Come on, man. I give a big shout out to Cleveland for giving Jason Campbell. It took them to week 8. They only jumped over the second string. You know, in the second week of the season, after the second week of the season. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's due time. Brandon Weeden ain't get it done. Ryan Hoyer is out. So, hey, it's Jason Campbell's turn. Now, because we talking so much junk about him, guess what's going to happen? He's going to find a way to be in the game late in Cleveland, mess around and kick a game-winning field goal, just like we saw the games close last week. That's probably what's going to happen. But until he proves me wrong, was that a question? We got to go to a commercial. You got to show me.
When we come back from commercial break, we're going to give you our pickups, and then we're going to get into the asylum preview. We got some Puffy Combs news in the streets of entertainment, and don't forget Freestyle Friday. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend to always tell a lot of girlfriends. We in the streets, T-Row, Juelz the G, and I'm your wholesale boogie. Let's go.
Give you what you need, yeah. You remind me of something, I don't know why.
Show me. All right.
You remind me of something. I don't know.
what it is, but you're just my type. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. I said, tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep ain't nowhere to stand. So high ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties to the top. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
Baby, let me
that was Kid Ink and Chris Brown. Show me.
I'ma make you feel
alright. Yeah, Dez Bryant.
I'ma give you what you,
you gotta
need.
Show us you the best in the game.
Baby, you remind me of something.
It's on you. We gave NFL season. Hitting the hard point, bro. Me, man, I'm stumbling and bumbling and fumbling. Let's go to our pick'em games. Who you got, man? Who do you think or entices you? We already talked about the Dallas and the Detroit game. Who do you have, man? What's your three intriguing games, your three pick'ems, before we go to the asylum?
Oh, man, well, you know, because of what Dez said, I'm not going to pick that one because, you know, I always follow that game. I ain't going to pick the Cowboys this week. I'm going to give you my three. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start off with this one. I'm going to stay in the division, man, the NFC East. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a victory, at least one now, with the Giants winning on Thursday. Thank God the Giants won on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to say the Giants at Philadelphia is going to be one of those games to look at. Michael Vick is coming back, and we know the history between the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. It might not be a playoff type of setup right now, but that game is always one of the games to look out for when those two play, and they do play in Philly. So I just want to see if the Giants can win two straight. You know what I mean? My second game is actually Atlanta against Arizona. And Atlanta gets to come west. They're going to be out here Sunday afternoon. You know, the Cardinals have been looking pretty shaky, man. And the only thing they need to do is tighten up that offensive line just a little bit more, because the defense, with the addition of Darrell Washington being back, this is going to be his third straight week. You see the defense definitely stepping up and making noise. It's just that they're on the field a lot. And if Carson Palmer can hook up and, you know, get more than, you know, 2-3 first downs in the first half, I believe that the Cardinals can keep Atlanta on a mom. You know what I mean? Because Atlanta's really not that good. They still trying to figure it out. Their receivers are down, And, you know, it's just Gonzalez and your boy Matty Ice. So we'll see what Atlanta can do. You know, they had a weak game last week, and now they play the Cardinals. And I think that the Cardinals can definitely step up and put pressure on Matty Ice to make him stumble and bumble back there. And then my third game is in that AFC, man. You know, it's the New York Jets versus Cincinnati.
Ooh.
I think Geno Smith is gonna surprise us again, man. You know, I truly believe in Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan is a competitive coach. A lot of people have, you know, been questioning his decision-making over the last couple of years. But get this. They have a winning record, ladies and gentlemen, with a rookie quarterback who said he was going to do exactly what he's doing right now. So big ups to Geno Smith. I want to see if he can take it down to Cincinnati and give it to Cincinnati, because A.J. Green looked very good last week against Miami. And that wasn't Miami, but whoever they played last week looked very good.
Detroit.
Yeah, they played Detroit. That's right. And beat them in the Motor City, and we'll see if the Jets can, you know, go on the road and pull that upset. But those are my three, you know, and that's what I'm going with. That's what I'm looking for. So, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you, L Boogie, what's your three pick'em?
Wow, it's crucial. And the first game that really intrigues me, Washington and Denver. Reason being, Peyton Manning missed practice. Is it serious? We won't know until they get on the field. RG3, momentum. They need to win this game. They need to stay in the hunt in your division. Peyton Manning. Woo! He took a beating last week. Let's see what they do. Very interesting. And you know, another game that intrigues me is Seattle and St. Louis on Monday night. You know, we got the call from one of our snitches that told us that the St. Louis organization called Mississippi, M.I. Cricket Lenny I, down there with Big Crit and them and David Banner, and tried to holler at Brett Favre, man. Brett Favre is 4-4, man. He's 4-4. Are you kidding me? Kelly Clemens is that bad? You couldn't get Vince Young, even though you fell out with him in Tennessee, Jeff Fisher? It's a lot of quarterbacks on the couch. And they're playing at St. Louis. I wonder if Sermon's going to get a pick six. That's what I'm betting on. I'm calling Vegas. You heard it here first. Sermon might get a pick six.
You know he's going to get a pick six. He only went to Stanford.
In my last game on the marquee, and I know it's not big, but it's big to me because I predicted before the season that they would go to the playoffs. Miami needs a victory. They're going up to New England. They need a victory. Tannehill has not looked that great. It's ugly right now. They lost to Buffalo at home. They need this game. New England needs this game. They just lost to the Jets on a fluky play. Whatever it is, it's a loss. So those are my three, Ro, you know, that really enticed me for this week, and we'll see what's going on. But I hear the Cage is in Asylum jumping. What you got going on, man? Who coming in?
Oh, you know what it is, L Boogie. Yeah, man, the Asylum is jumping, man. You know what I'm saying? The cell bars ringing and everything. These niggas shaking keys. Man, y'all better keep it quiet down there in the back. Quiet, I said. Don't make me get ugly. Don't make me pull out my stack. It's a big one. Ain't no pimp stick, but it's a big stick. You know what I mean? But let's take it on. Let's take it on to the Midwest, man. You know how we get down, man. And you know how I like to start off on a Friday, man. I like to take it to controversy, man, because this guy always trying to pick the upsets. You know, we only got the NFL pick'ems already up on the board. So we're going to see what his three pick'ems on, and then we're going to put him on hold and then come back to him on the college, because I know he got a whole lot to say about this new BCS rankings and, you know, all the games that we got coming out for that when we start talking about that. But, you know, let's take it down to the chef, man, because I know he's cooking something good, and I wonder what he's cooking. I hope it's some fish guts and some macaroni and cheese and some cornbread or something. Yo, Mr. Controversy, what's the deal, baby?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Blessed by the best, and I'm cooking upsets, baby.
Before you start picking your upsets, man, let me ask you, what's on the menu this evening?
Man, listen, it's a lot of young tenders out here ready to get ripe. A lot of wine and dining, and a lot of safe sex. The streets.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Now, hey, man, I got a question for you before you even start, dog.
Yes, sir.
Now, Dez Bryant then put it in the news the early part of this week. He say, "Hey, man, I'm just the best at what I do. I'm better than Megatron. He good. He just best at what he do also." Do you think Dez is on some, or do you think he's just trying to stir up the pot to try to, you know, make Detroit think about it? Is that billboard material for Detroit?
Man, you could never kill the spirit of a warrior. Like, what else is he supposed to say? We just being honest. Like, no, it's up to us to sit up here and dissect that. But for me, going against anybody, what else I'm supposed to say? What else I'm supposed to say?
Exactly.
You know? Man, listen, I've been in and out these streets all day, all week. The streets is talking, and before I pick my three NFL upsets, I got to sit up here and go to these Cleveland Browns. What in the hell did they contact Jeff Garcia for? He's on.
He's only 43.
They contact Jeff Garcia like he the new Brett Favre or something. Like he about to come back and just about to sit up here and just, man, I was so, man, that blew me. That blew my whole week. Like he got T.O. back there with him. Who they think Jeff Gordon is, T.O.?
Wow.
But listen, man, my three upsets on this NFL side, man, y'all might think I'm crazy, but controversy talk, man. I got Detroit over Dallas.
What's the score? Because we barely lost last year.
Man, I ain't even going to lie to you. You know, Detroit and Dallas is usually a Thanksgiving Day game. And, you know, their games be so exciting, and it always go down to the last of the wire. It's never a boring game.
Thank you.
But and dealing with these Dez Bryant and Calvin Johnson, Megatron, oh, wait, it's about to be a lot of pass yards. It's about to be a lot of pass yards. My second upset, it got to be the Cleveland Browns over the Kansas City Chiefs.
With Jason Campbell as your starting quarterback?
As the starting quarterback. Maybe I'm about to call you right back. All right.
I don't know what's in your cup either. Now, I know you use a lot of wine for some of the meals you be making, but come on, man, you can't be sipping while you cooking.
Man, listen, my last upset is this. Listen, this is going to blow y'all. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I got the Minnesota Vikings over the Green Bay Packers.
What one you doing, man? Dope a dog food. Which one, man?
All I'm going to say is this. I'm going to bring y'all to memory. Y'all remember the last two games last year? Man, Adrian Peterson, man, averaged 275 yards, 295, 300 yards on him. I'm just saying. He beat them by himself last year. The quarterback only threw 13 passes.
Man, you're so disrespectful this evening. Boy, what's wrong with you, man? You really think that Minnesota going to be the Green Bay Packers, after the Green Bay Packers then got it going, they got their most. Yes, they lost to Michael Finley for this week, but
I'm saying this. That boy back there, number 28, he put up numbers on. They can't stop him. Let's be honest, man. They cannot stop that man.
Listen. You went from 2 games in the regular season, which was correct, but you forgot the playoff game.
Hold on.
And also, I want to say this. Because of their record, they're 1-6. The thing about it is they don't have momentum. They're defeated before the game started. I could see if they were in the, 3-3, 3-4. I mean, I know you play the games, but I just can't see it after the performance that Josh Freeman and they benched Christian Ponder. You think that you can win games with Josh Freeman, and after what he did, you go to Christian Ponder?
Christian Ponder beat them twice last year, L.
No, he didn't. Adrian Peterson beat us twice last year.
I'm saying, though, he's part of that victory, L. Boogie.
I understand that, and I said he did, but trust me. Trust me, it's a new year. We're 4-2, and I think that it'll be a good game just because they're at home. But they're MVP this year.
I'm saying this, man. He gonna have a breakout game, and it's coming, man. He put all his numbers up on Green Bay Packers, and we also know the Packers defense is it got a lot of holes back there, L Boogie. Like it's a lot of injuries back there, L Boogie. It's a lot of injuries
yes,
back there. I know that's the thing. I know you a cheesehead, but what I'm telling you is this, man. That boy AP, he coming to play. This is weak. Fantasy pickers put AP on top. I'm telling you.
It
doesn't matter how many yards he runs, man. As long as the score is, we win.
Hey, man, hold on. Man, what ignorant bastard from ESPN got this motherfucker Kobe Bryant, the 25th best player in the league?
I'm glad you brought that up, man, because we were going to talk about that.
About the second best shooting guard. Kobe Bryant. Man, oh, my God.
Yeah, see, and that's where Chris Broussard, I think he came out with that list. I think he was the one that put that list together. And I ain't like Chris Broussard since he joined ESPN. This dude be making some of the worst predictions ever, man. This guy, I just don't understand what he be thinking, but then he try to bring it all back together and be, he had a great season and oh, man, I don't understand it, Chris Broussard, man. Cut it out, man. Some of the things you be saying is just off the wall. I think look, he be talking before he get on ESPN.
Man, so what they trying to tell us is that D. Kobe Bryant is in the same league as Amari Stoudemire?
Man.
Stoudemire shouldn't even be in the top 25 players either. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, I gotta go back to work, man. I'm about to give y'all my three picks for the college, man. I got Oregon State over Stanford. I got Oklahoma over Texas Tech, and I got Missouri over South Carolina. Guaranteed, man. That's my three upsets, and if y'all remember the game from last year against Oregon State and Stanford, it was a dog fight, and there's a lot going on this week. There's a lot of controversy going on, and I must say this before I go. I'm going to be the first to say it, and I'm putting my black print down. If I got to pick one team off the NBA that might sit up here upset and hurt a lot of people's records this year, watch out for New Orleans.
The Pelicans?
Watch out for New Orleans.
All right. I'm going to be looking, too. Because Austin Rivers didn't show me nothing last year. He was a bag of bones. He's worse than Kyrie Irving.
Remember I said that. Today's 10-26. October 26, 2013. Chef Oak, Smacky Mama, that sit up here and said that New Orleans might just sneak into the playoffs. if they stay healthy. Remember I said that?
All right, we're going to see. They in the West. We definitely going to see.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's what it is, brother. You know, man, get back to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep that food smelling good, looking good. And, man, send your boys a plate, man. We in the streets.
I'm going to send y'all some cake, man, because I've been doing all type of things this week. It's been a I've been recipes together, and I just been sit up here feeling myself. So I got to sit up here and have y'all eating on the asylum and letting the world know what it tastes like. Because you want me to tell you why? Whatever these females like, these niggas love.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Controversy. We'll holler at you on Monday, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all listen, y'all have a very safe weekend, and y'all better watch out for the Federatis because the streets is talking.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Controversy, L Boogie. They ain't just talking, but they watching too. You know what I mean? Getting close to these holidays, they out.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of NCAA football, some sanctions on Miami, and also we're going to get back into the asylum with D-Mac. We see you, baby. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson. Can't wait to hear your freestyle, baby. Man, we got a lot of people in the asylum tonight with freestyle. And Ro, we got to pay the bills, man. Give them something nice.
Hey, Meek Millie, is my niggas there? Yeah. Is there some bitches there? Yeah. Is that the rock there? Yeah.
Woo!
Well, let's go.
I tell her, meet me in the bathroom. Hold up, better yet, my bedroom. I call that my VIP, fuck a bad bitch, get some hair on. Vasco, her and her girlfriend, I'm calling it Aaron. If I murder that from the back, I'm calling it Red Room.
Gangsta,
all these bad hoes in my sight. I see bad hoes to my left, I see bad hoes to my right. And they like shot, 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 shot. Loco bring a box to rock. Mac gon' bring some OT and we gon' party la-di-da. While they say he on his way, I'm Black Cobain and B.O.A. MMG, we in this bitch, we ballin' hard, no, we don't play. We stackin' chips like Frito-Lay, flexin' on these motherfuckers. I walk in the building and I'm fresher than the motherfucker.
Motherfucker,
shorty bad, yeah, she a star. I tell her bring it back like a DVR. Ain't nobody leave now, cause we too far. I tell her my dick can't breathe and she gon' give me CPR.
Fuck a rock all on my table, bitches in the living room. They gon' ask you at the door, what you tryna get into? Only me and my niggas, tell her bring a friend or two. Bottles poppin', models watching, all up in my, welcome to
I
my
said, one big room, full of real niggas, bunch of bad bitches. Hit some chill liquor, crib out in Bel Air, no Uncle Phil nigga. So I take him in a basement and yeah I feel Tigger. I don't hear niggas pony raps, yeah I feel Jigger. You little niggas do whatever make you feel bigger. Every time I'm around y'all, something's a little fishy. I smell pussy. What's your name, where you from, almost done with interview. I'm into having intercourse, is that something that interests you? Yes, no, maybe so, baby bro, pick me up. Real house party shit, I hold up your dick and cup. With your other hand, do me a fucking favor. Put a middle finger up and say fuck the neighbors. Then fuck the haters, they never invited. They can't get on my level is private. Who fly more than me, my level is pilot. My pockets stay fat, I'm never on diet. Don't be stunting out of town when you get on. I do you like kidding with your ass when you get home, boy.
Hey, me, what up? Hey, Coon, I'm Maddie, what's up? Double MG shit, DP, double M. Hold up, this gon' be one vicious show. Show me where this hit and flow. Promise if I kill a pussy, I send you home in a ghost. And we on Joe, Burberry, my winter coat. German tell my older bitch, she call me her younger John. Kick gaming on Kelly Bun, I'm fucking with plenty bud. Got a new Lorraine, she got her a Cindy Joe. MMG, and we out, couple blunts, deep as fuck. Haters love to talk you down when bitches always speak you up. Maybach, bitch, we the winning team. How can I illustrate you drawling if you ain't with me? Ballin' like I'm in that league, flossin' out your bitch don't leave. Party at the LIV, y'all gon' be like this shit OD. Mansion party, yeah, they on the couches. Most of them got no conscience, I promise I keep a condom. Every Friday, new polish, shawty fly, but she modest. Double MC money speaking, bet you tired of talking.
Fuck a rock all on the table, bitches in the living room. They gon' ask got you at the door.
I'ma do this one with a bottle of champagne in my hand. See if that helps.
Bottles popping, models watching all the
time.
Welcome to my.
You only getting one shot, I hope your picture
take.
Bitch, I'm spitting on this remix like I'm Kid and
Play.
You know I'm getting laid like I'm Vincent Chase. I'm thinking yeah, you should hit me up to say that shit is cray. Off the backboard playing, I enjoy the
bank.
Touch my people smoking on them, packing noise complaints. I murder beats and get away, it's first 48. But this a house of love, homie, word of Cordy's place. 20 racks a night, that's on merchandise. I'm rolling up this killer, sipping purple Sprite. Party hard and head to Europe on an early flight. Walking across the London Bridge, that's that Fergie light. White boy, going well. Every time I do a show, it's like the Pope in town. And I call my girl Titanic, how she go down. Hope she don't drown. Bitch,
come on.
Come to the studio, man. Welcome to my party. Man, we coming to you live from the studio. For real, for real. We in the streets. Streets is talking 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. 347-855-8896. When you get at us on blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Man, recap before we continue on and add on to, you know, NFL, Brandon, excuse me. Am I correct, bro? Yes, Brandon Merriweather. He appeals a two-game suspension and he wins. It has been reduced to one game with no pay. So he will miss the game against the Denver Broncos up in Denver. We had our three pick-ems. Question of the night, who's better at this point right now, Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson? We had Mr. Controversy, as usual, serving up the chef, serving up already. Already he's serving up upset. Controversy. He has Oregon State at home knocking off number six Stanford. Number six Stanford jumped back into the top 10 after it looked like it was over. A lot of those guys got lucky. Alabama plays Tennessee. Is that a trap game?
Hell no.
Florida State against North Carolina State. Is that a trap game?
Hell no.
Big game. Oregon, number 3, going to UCLA, number 12. Ro, who you got?
I'm rolling with the Ducks. I mean, I don't get me wrong. You know, Brett Hundley is our guy. You know, we know that young fella personally, you know what I mean? But, you know, they couldn't do it last week. What do you think they going to do this week? You know, Stanford was a tough test, and Oregon is up there with Stanford. So, you know, yeah, Super Mario doing another beautiful job at quarterback. I think they'll put up at least 50. I don't think they'll put up 70, but they'll put up at least 50, high 40, like 48. Somewhere in that 50 range. But UCLA's defense is just, you know, not, I'm not going to say they're not good. They're just not up to what they need to be on defense. You know, they still got heavy hearts, and they're playing for, you know, something bigger than just the game. So it's going to be tough, you know, but they at least they're at home. That's why I'm saying that, you know, Oregon's not going to score 70. They'll score at least 48, 50 points. To get the victory, but it'll be a tight one though. Yeah, I mean not a tight one, but it'll be a nice game to watch. You know what I mean? Who you got?
I'm rolling with the Bruins. This is going to let me see if Mr. Hudley is on that level. What Meek Mill say is levels to this shit. Are you on that level, sir? Let me know it. Because after next year, we know you're coming out. But where will you fare? On what level? Missouri has to go to South Carolina. I think this is where the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, crumbles. For South Carolina. Because the quarterback is hurt. And you never know with Garcia, man, you know. It's just, yeah, their schedule is pretty tough, too. South Carolina, I'm speaking of. They right there behind Georgia when they have to play tough talent, top 10 talent. Seems like every week they're playing somebody good.
You know, to round off, you have, you know, Old State going up to, you know, Penn State. It's tough playing up there. It's probably going to be a whiteout. You got Miami, number 7, playing Wake Forest. You got Baylor, right out the top 10. They're number 8. They're playing Kansas. You have number 9, Clemson, going to Maryland. That's an intriguing game. And you have number 10, Texas Tech, going to Oklahoma, number 15. One of our sports officials, you know, allies, he loves Oklahoma. He loves them. Will they get the job done against Texas Tech? Bro, give me your overview on what you think is going to happen. I got a couple things I want to say about those sooner. So, you know, tell me what you think, man, rounding off. You got any more upsets in that top 10 or in that top 25? What intrigues you about some games this week coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, I like that number 10 versus number 15. Like you say, our big brothers in this game over at the sports officials, Nelly Nell, he love them OU Boomer Sooners. And I know he going to pick them. I know because he got to beat one of the Texas teams on the schedule because they got that ass tapped in the Red River Shootout a couple of weeks ago. So they have to, you know, have to take another Texas team and try to do damage, you know. But I'm going to say this. Cliff Kingsbury has really surprised me this season, and it would not surprise me if Texas Tech went down to Oklahoma down to Norman and pull out the upset. Not the upset, but just pull out the victory. These guys have shocked the world being number 10 in the first BCS standings that have come out. And so I'm not going to take anything away from Texas Tech. They're a great second-half football team, and they're going to have to try to step it up a little bit in the first half against Oklahoma because Bob Stoops and those Boomer Sooners are going to be ready. It's going to be a lot of red in that stadium, you know what I'm saying? But I think OU will keep it close, but I think Texas Tech will win it out in the end. I think it'll be something on the lines of 33-30, 35-33, somewhere up in there. And I'm giving the edge to Texas Tech on this one. I know they're young. They haven't experienced a loss yet, but you know, after so many games and you keep winning, you find ways to win. And these guys have found ways to win in each of their games. And it's exciting, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think OU really has that firepower like they used to have, you know what I mean? And they're still kind of up in the air on which quarterback is going to take over at the helm. And once they get that figured out, they'll be the same. They'll be back to the OU that they used to be. Who you got?
I have Maryland upsetting Clemson. I have Clemson having a hangover, being upset by Maryland. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. I think Clemson's going to take care of business. I think they're going to take care of business. I got a game for you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What? That's two different statements. You just going to retract on that like that?
Yes, I think Clemson is going to, you know, go in and do work. It's going to be tough. They're going to Maryland, but I had to rethink, and I think Maryland has quarterback issues. But, you know, a game that I'm really looking at that I think that is intriguing, that you don't even think. Virginia Tech better watch out going to Duke.
Ooh. I see you.
So that's my upset special for the week. Virginia Tech being bombarded by going up to North Carolina and getting beat by Duke.
I watched Virginia Tech, and they're not that good. They're just winning by the skin of their teeth. I think it's going to, you know, I think it's not going to happen. The quarterback isn't that good. He's nothing but garbage. He has a good size. He's NFL body, but he's not a good ball player. Not a good ball player. But off the field in the NCAA, the U, they can finally breathe a little bit, bro.
Wow.
After the ruling, after 2.5 year investigation, they can breathe a little bit. Self-imposed. They took about 12 scholarships away and a couple bowl victories, but they're not disqualified to compete in any bowls coming up. Do you think that was fair to the university and also the basketball program was 3 scholarships taken away?
Yeah, man, I'm going to say this. It's fair, but it took the NCAA a very long time to settle that. And we both know, L Boogie, that it don't take that long to you know, make a statement to, especially a university that's as hype as the University of Miami. You know, all the sanctions that were against Miami were self-sanctioned, which means that they did their own investigation and put it on themselves before the NCAA could, you know, really get a handle on them and choke them to death. But I believe that the NCAA didn't have anywhere else to go with this, L Boogie, because we've been seeing the NCAA, boy, they've been under fire. So they had to make a point because everything else has been dealt with as far as Penn State and other universities and things of that nature. So it was only right that they got to the University of Miami to settle their situation because it was just going on too long. They could have said that 1.5 years ago, and Miami could have competed in some of these bowls, you know, at least the ACC championship. You know, that gives you something to play for. You know what I mean? But when you can't play for a bowl, I mean, your season is halfway cut down. Kind of like Ohio State, but when you got a coach like Urban Meyer, you know, you're going to go undefeated whether you can go or not. But, you know, getting back to the University of Miami, you know, it's a different situation. But they're rebuilding. They're getting back to the old U that we're used to seeing from the 80s and the early 90s. And hopefully they can maintain and, you know, build from this because, you know, now that the sanction has been dropped, now you can go to a bowl, and we're already at a nice little record of what we have right now. Man, you better watch out. And we still got some great games coming up on the schedule later. Oh, man, this makes the U like, ooh, man, they bringing it back. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? So I'm really excited about the NCAA finally giving a fair due to the University of Miami. It's long overdue, but it happened. You know, you don't always get what you want when you want it. So and now that you have it, take full advantage of it, U, because your basketball program has stepped up a notch, so you can really do some recruiting and get those homeboys back to stay home to go to the U now. And, yeah, bring it on, because, man, with the way Florida State has rebuilt their program, and it's only right that the U get it back. So, you know, before I say anything else, hey, mama, I see you, baby girl. We'll give you a shout. I got you. Give you a shout out. I'm going to call you in the morning. You know what I'm saying? But, L Boogie, is it fair or foul that the NCAA took so long on the U?
I think it's fair. Reason being because they got a man put in jail. They have their ex-basketball coach. He's sitting out 5 games at the university he's at now. So I think it's fair. Yes, it took a long time, but you'd rather take a long time and they get it right where it's not so so detrimental to the program and the university. Because Pat Hayden, the athletic director over at USC, he's very, you know, they ruffled his feathers. He's upset because he feels as though the penalties against Reggie Bush and University of Southern Cal were too harsh. Look at their program. Nothing but garbage right now. It's going to take about 3 more years for them to get back on top after these sanctions or these infractions where, you know, they have to deal with. So it's very tough. So, yes, Miami can breathe. They're not going to hurt that much, such as USC is hurting very much right now. So I think it's a very, you know, it's very fair. And they're number seven right now. They're back on the rise. Florida State back on the rise. So it looks good for Florida football. So when they're looking good, you know, that's good for the college realm. But, Ro, we got any more callers, man, before we switch gears a little bit to the NBA?
Oh, man, you know what it is. You know, the asylum, man. I told him, man, I had to go back there and put my big stick back on the balls, man, tell everybody to calm down, act like it's a concert going on. But you know what we're going to do, man? We're going to take it back out to the Midwest, man. We're going to take it to our other big brother, man. You know, he keeps a trill with us, so we're going to take it to the fam, you know what I mean? Big brother D-Mac. Good evening to you on this Friday, man. I know you got a lot to talk about, man. We didn't talk about NFL, now NCAA. What's up with a pimp?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? I'm sitting back, man, sipping on this hoops, man, just listening to my big brothers.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great evening, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. So now that you're in the mood, man, give us your three pickups for that NFL, because there's a lot of hot games this week in the NFL.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, my first pick is, and you're hearing it now, and I'm going to make sure I call in Monday and let y'all know, Cleveland Browns is going to upset Kansas City. KC going to get their first loss Sunday. This is a game that the Browns can win. They can pull it out. They got a new quarterback at the helm, and they're going to do the damn thing. It's going to be a close game because all the KC games are close, and the Browns games be close. But this is a game that the Browns need to pull out, and they're going to do the damn thing. My next pick is Miami and New England. I want to see what Tom Brady going to do. The streets is talking. They're saying that he's going to have all his weapons back. Danny Poe's will be coming back. You know, Gronk is back. So, I mean, we're going to see what he's going to do, man. We all pick Miami to be one of our sleeper teams and stuff. So, you know, like L. Boogie said, they need to pull this game out. But Tom Brady finally got all his weapons, supposedly, that's what the streets are saying, is going to be back Sunday. So we're going to see what he's going to do with all his weapons. The other game I want to see is that Philly and that Giants game. They always go hard. They play big. Vic is back. So, you know, then my three games.
Wow. We really do need the Dolphins to win, don't we, D-Mac?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, baby. We need them to win, man. We need them to pull something out, man, to make some noise, man. But I think it's going to be tough, man. Tom Brady got some weapons coming back from what I'm hearing, big bruh. So, you know, we're going to see.
So you still it's just the stars are going to line up. And the Browns are going to knock off Kansas City, and the city going to be back buzzing.
Man, you heard it here first. This is a game that they can win, and they should win, and they is bringing Campbell in from the start of the game. I'm hearing that he had a good week of practice. He's ready to go. Everybody is pumped up. Josh Gordon, he's ready to play. He's hearing all these trade rumors and stuff. It's bothering him a little bit. He's going to go out there and make some noise. They about to do the damn thing, man. I'm telling you, you heard it here first. D-Mac, baby.
I like that. Have confidence in your squad to move them up to 500. Keep pace in the AFC North, which is great. You guys need to stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Keep putting the pressure on Pittsburgh next. You know what I mean?
It seemed like the owner and the GM and them is listening to the fans. You know what I'm saying? We've been calling for Campbell, so let's see what he do. You know what I'm saying? We've been asking for him. At first, it seemed like they just were going to do what they were going to do, but, hey, they flipped it around this week. Head coach came out, said Campbell's going to start. So let's see what this guy going to do. Let's see what he's going to do.
Okay. Question of the night. Dez Bryant has been, you know, yapping his gums, and you know what our saying is, you know, put your mouth on the pistol. You know, that's what Pac used to tell cats. You know what I mean? So is he out of line by saying he's better than Calvin Johnson, or, you know, who you think is better? Question of the night.
Well, I learned from you. You know what I'm saying? And you taught me this at a young pup, man. Confidence is everything. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? He never said Megatron wasn't good or nothing like that. But that man came in there and said that he feel that he's better than him. He feel that, you know, he going to go out there on the field and do what he do. And that's confidence. And I got that from you, L Boogie. You got to have confidence, man. You can't never think that the next man or the next person is better than you. You know what I'm saying? It's like my boy Deion. It's like my boy Deion said a couple weeks ago on the NFL Network, man, and I done used it a couple times, man. You know what I'm saying? Talk to a couple people. That's his aura, man. You know what I'm saying? That's his natural smell, man. That confidence, right. Everybody don't have it. But Dez Bryant got it. And, you know, hey, man, that's what he's supposed to do. He ain't supposed to say Megatron better than me. And you taught me that. Big Blood taught me that. And that been my swag and my style for 39 years, man. I ain't going to knock the next man, but I know what I bring to the table. So I take my hat off to him. I salute him.
Already. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's switch gears, man. Moving on to the NCAA. You know, the BCS rankings came out on Sunday evening. And, you know, it's a lot of tough games. Let me ask you about this one. You might not get to see this game, but if you do, it might be a little bit late. Who do you have with Oregon, number 3, going down to number 12, UCLA? What's your thoughts on that game and who you got?
Man, they going to put up 50 points. It's going to be no contest. No contest. I was up here watching the two. Right before I tied in to you guys, and they were saying, analysts and them, man, everybody got Oregon 52% saying that they should be ranked number 2. You know what I'm saying? These people calling in and everything, they should be ranked number 2, man. They about to put an ass whooping on them guys, man. And hopefully L Boogie, that be one of the people, come Monday, he take his hat off to him. Like, okay, they played a little bit of competition. I need to see a little bit more when they play Stanford, but they don't do the damn thing. It's not going to be close. The game ain't going to be tight. They're going to blow them dudes out, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's another good game, I'm telling you. And let me ask you this, D-Mac. Number 10, Texas Tech got to travel to number 15, Oklahoma, which is a tough task. Who you got in that one?
Texas Tech. Oklahoma ain't really been making that much noise to me, man. But Texas Tech, you know, they're gonna do the damn thing. I like their offense. I think it's gonna be a good game, but I think they're gonna pull it out. I'm rolling with you, T. I'm down there in the D, baby.
I see you, baby. I see you all day. Ride with them Texas boys. Now let me ask you this one: Texas A&M, number 16, got to travel to Vanderbilt, which got a big-time win last week. Who you got with Johnny Money traveling to Vanderbilt in that crazy environment that they have down there in Tennessee? Who you got?
Man, Johnny going to put up 457 yards, 4 touchdowns, 86 yards rushing. He gonna do what he do, you know what I'm saying? But it's all what they defense going to do. Defense win game. You can have all the offense in the world, but he can't play both ways, baby. He can't play both ways. But Texas A&M going to win. I'm rolling with you, T. I'm rolling with them Texas boys, baby.
I see you. It's going to be very, very interesting, very tough, these guys with these 1-2 losses that they can get in.
We had a lot of upsets last week, big bro. They ain't gonna have a lot of upsets 2 weeks in a row, man. It's too many bookies and it's money involved in this. You know what I'm saying? That was last week. This week, the team that's gonna win.
Ain't that what Meek Mill said? It's levels to this shit. It's levels to this shit. So, yeah, I'm in agreement. Like I said, some of these teams, they're going to knock each other out. What do you think about Ohio State? If they stay the course, do you think they can sneak in? It's going to be tough, but do they You know, what do you think about Ohio State's chances?
It's gonna be tough. Ohio State gonna put up their 35 points. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 40. But the defense been suspect, man. The defense ain't like the defense they had in the years. You know what I'm saying? The defense got to step up to the plate, man, if they want to make some type of noise, man. The offense, they going to do what they do, man. You know what I'm saying? They going to go out there, put up their points, pass the ball, run the ball. But the defense, man, you letting teams score on you, man. You letting booty teams score on you, man. The defense got to turn it up, man. And Penn State, they pulled a tough one out in Michigan. Hey, they might do the same thing against Ohio State. We will see.
I do not need that to happen. I need Ohio State to run the course. I believe in that guy, Urban Meyer.
I believe in him, man, but he got to get on that defense, man. He got to put a spark in their ass, man. The defense be out there every Saturday letting teams get points on them and stuff, and that's why they dropping. That's why they not number two. You know what I'm saying? Because you letting teams score points on you. You making the game closer than it should be. Not like the Florida States and the Oregon's and them. You know what I'm saying? So the more you let teams score, the more you're going to keep dropping.
Good point. Good point. I agree. I piggyback. I reiterate what you said. And last but not least, it's just Miller time. And that running back, Mr. Hyde, oh, man, he's great back there. I think his Stockton rolled. He's big on Mel Kiper's board now. So it's going to be very interesting. And one thing I must say, that on Monday, you know, we're going to get real deep into the NBA because, you know, it starts next week, next Thursday and Friday, next Wednesday, rather. But let me ask you this, D-Mac, before I let you go. I just got one more question for you.
It's a setup.
Where are your Cleveland Browns materials, man?
they still in the Lions pen in the back. But look, next week, November 2nd. Is it next week? Yeah, November 2nd. We going out to the pit. It's another little spot that they got the muni lot and they got the pit. We all going down there and we tailgating for this Baltimore Ravens when they come up in here, man. It's going to be kind of cold, man. You know, I don't do the cold too well. But I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to go down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some of that nice little hot hooch in me and stuff so I can stay warm, eat a little barbecue, play a little cornhole and stuff. You know, they're going to let me out the hole for a little bit. So November 2nd, I'll be pulling everything out, man. You know what I'm saying? But until then, it's where it's at, baby. But before I leave out, man, who the hell got Kobe Bryant ranked number 25? What was they smoking, man?
I don't even want to talk about it.
That shit had me on fire. Is you serious? Until that dude was fire, he is always going to be in the top 10. Always.
You ain't got to go that far. Top five. Yeah, top three. Kobe should never fall further than three.
Man, everybody is writing Kobe Bryant off, man. Everybody is writing him off, man. And they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't write the Lakers off. They shouldn't write Kobe off. And it's not right, man. It's not right. You know what I'm saying? I hope Kobe come back with a vengeance. I hope he play one more year. I hope they stack the team. I hope he get another ring before he leaves. And, you know, but these dudes writing Kobe off, man, come on, man.
I'm like Boogie. I want to know who came out with the list. I want to know who put that list together.
I don't know. No, I'm saying
they never play basketball. They don't like winners. If they don't like winners, they don't like Kobe Bryant.
That's what it got to be. That's what it got to be, man. But I can't wait, man. I know next week, man, weeks to come, man, we're going to be on this NBA, man. So it's going to flip from the football a little bit to the NBA. I know that's both of y'all sports, man. You know, that's what paved the way for both of y'all, man. So I'm really waiting to see how y'all going to chime in on this basketball, man. I love you guys, man. I'm chiming in, man. Y'all stay hot. Hey. To my man, to the sports officials, man, I promise you guys, Sunday, D-Mac is calling in, baby. I'm calling in to the show, man.
Hey, D-Mac, let me tell you something. You better get your ass up and call the show, man. If I got to get up at 7 on the West, you got to, man, look.
Listen,
you get the clock,
big bruh, tell you, man, I've been on it. I've been trying to get in and do it, man. But this Sunday, man, I am on sports officials. D-Mac going to be in the building, baby. I love you guys, man.
There you
no
have it.
Doubt.
Appreciate the love.
I love you, man.
Oh, man, D-Mac. Love you too. Love you too, little bro.
Hey, L Boogie. You know, whoever put that list together, man, you know, I don't really want to call them out. So I'm going to play a song that's going to call their ass out. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know who it was that put the list together. But if I had anybody that I could choose that works at ESPN, it would be Chris Broussard. And I wouldn't put him by far if he didn't have his thing on that list. I'm telling you, man. Because you know Stephen A wouldn't do that.
I know Jalen Rose wouldn't do that.
Woo!
So if that's the case, what's Derrick Rose? He's coming back from an injury. He hasn't played in a year. Is he higher than Kobe Bryant? When we come back, we're going to talk a little NBA. We got some entertainment news, too, about P. Diddy. And don't forget, we got the Freestyle Friday. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh, we hot. Let's go.
Stop him. Turn your back on the bitch. She ain't acting right. He hit it way before you. Now he's back in her life. What you gonna do when you lose her? She got a nigga on the side just to use her. If it's me, I'm parking at the front door. And you be knocking on her bedroom window. You see the shadows, you hear the sound, but you don't do nothing, you just turn back around like a bitch, yeah. Feeling hurt, ready to cry. You can't believe everything she said was a lie. She got a lot of bitch in her, but not more than you. I never underestimate what you want to do.
Don't act like a bitch. That's why I don't got love for bitch. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. Now hold me, please don't make.
Slipping and skipping and drifting and missing. These cats that I be hanging around don't listen. I be hippin' and sippin' and smoking and drinking and spittin'. And these musty mouth girls, they be trippin'. I mean, the bitch thought she was that bad. I don't know what that bitch was thinking, what she thought, what she was thinking. But she shouldn't have thought that. I told her the money cost too much and I ain't got it down. You got to pay me, or pay me, no, never mind. Don't sit on the toilet when I go piss. You got feminine tendencies like a bitch. Me. I'm solid and concrete, I keep it found. We pull off and something, acting a dumb. She lifting her dress up, showing her mom. He tripping, he tricking, throwing her money. ICCH all in her face. All these old ladies, they on the case.
That's why I don't got love for. Oh, that's why too short need for to say. The homie, please don't marry that. And that's why I'm never.
Foley water, Foley water.
Too short. Short dog in the house.
Foley water. Hey, show. You know what I've been noticing?
All bitches ain't women.
All bitches ain't women, man.
Nah.
Some of these that's niggas, real, man, be acting like bitches, man.
Yeah.
Female puppies, man.
You already know.
Look, get a real one in your life, man. Get a real one in your life. That's what I tell a bitch.
That's how we do it.
Niggas be acting like bitches. Female puppies, man.
Bitch. Nigga don't act like a bitch. That's why I don't got love for bitch. Oh, that's why too short need for to say.
Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
Yo, that was for the people who put my man Kobe Bryant at 25. Use a bet. That ain't what's happening. We can't forget about the World Series, bro. St. Louis, Boston, they tied 1-1. Carlos Beltran came back last night after hurting his ribs in game one, after robbing Big Poppy of a grand slam and getting a single and an RBI, and eventually it brought in two runs. Is St. Louis mentally have the edge, or you still think Boston is strong?
No, man, you know what it is, L Boogie. It's just the way this World Series is going to be. I see seven games. You know what I'm saying? You know, having home field advantage plays a big part. And Boston just made some mistakes, just like St. Louis made some mistakes. It just so happened that St. Louis did theirs in game one, and Boston had theirs in game two. So, you know, in this baseball game, the last one, which you go to vacation after this, you know, you got to have error-free baseball. You got to be able to play this game with no mistakes. Your pitcher got to be on point, you know, just like the pitchers that actually got you to the World Series. And it's just tough to see that the aces for each team are getting lit, you know what I mean? But nevertheless, the games are exciting. And this is why you really watch baseball. You know, the World Series, the playoffs, I mean, it gets exciting, you know what I mean? And it's nothing different right now. And this is just the way I see this series. You know, St. Louis has that tradition, man. I always talk about tradition when I talk about the St. Louis Cardinals because they live and die for this. They fanatics, and they know what they come to do. They know what the prize is. They know what's at the end of their road. And, you know, it ain't like they've never been in this position before. And I'm just happy to see Boston in it. Because, you know, Boston been playing strong for all season. Went from worst to first, and this is where they belong, dog. You know what I mean? So, hey, expect it. This is what's going to happen. You know, Big Poppy, you know, will they put him on base so that he can bat, or will he just remain a designated hitter and just sit on the bench for the next two games? But we'll see. You know, this is a game about getting your lineup right and making sure you have the best of the best on the field, you know, when it's time. So we'll see what happens. Moving on to St. Louis for the next two, starting tomorrow.
DeLue, is Nelly going to be at the game?
Hey,
is Nelly going to be at the game, man?
He ain't going to be at that damn game. No, this boy be traveling the world. He probably doing rehearsals. He probably in L.A. doing rehearsals for, you know what I'm saying, the Real Hoods in Hollywood.
Streets. But, you know, the streets is talking, man, and going to a little bit of the entertainment part. What's up with your boy P. Diddy, man? You know, the streets been talking. He wants to be the first majority black NFL owner. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel show hollering about it. Will it get done? Will Puffy become the first black owner in NFL history?
Yeah, man, I was watching Jimmy Kimmel the other night, man, and Jimmy Kimmel had, you know, P. Diddy on there, and P. Diddy was rolling, you know what I'm saying? And Jimmy Kimmel just hit him with the, you know, I heard that you were in the look for an NFL team, and I couldn't blink anymore. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what? So with P. Diddy having an opportunity to purchase an NFL team, you know, he really has to do his homework. And I'm pretty sure a guy of his stature has done a lot of homework on what it needs to be done to be the first black owner of a football, a real NFL organization. And Jimmy Kimmel say, now, it ain't like he ain't got the money to purchase the team. And P. Diddy say, oh, you know I got the money to purchase the team. So I think right now for P. Diddy, L. Boogie, it's more on the lines of where can he purchase a team. You know what I mean? And right now, we both know that the New York Giants and the New York Jets ain't going nowhere. You know, the owners of that team are not budging. They just built the stadium, so, you know, they making – they got that Jerry Jones money now. You know what I'm saying? They got that money raking in off that stadium. And New York is tied up. But wouldn't you know, L.A. don't have no football team. The city of Los Angeles don't have a football team. And if this guy can some way, somehow, get his hands on an NFL team and move it to L.A., P. Diddy in L.A. with a football team, you know who's going to join the bandwagon. You know Magic, he bought money. You know Magic going to step in, and ain't no telling whoever else going to jump in. But can you imagine P. Diddy with an NFL team in Los Angeles? Oh!
He gonna have Mace performing at halftime. A-T-A-I-I. Can't nobody hold us down. No. I'm telling you. He gonna have everybody from Bad Boy come and just special delivery. If they win the championship, he gonna do the Harlem Shake while he get the trophy. Ah, take that, take that, take that. Puffy gonna make his staff walk and get some cheesecake for them to be on the team, on the staff.
Go
get the cheesecake,
then
you can be on the staff.
They gonna walk from Staples Centers to Lolo's, nigga, just for some cheesecake. Not for some Kool-Aid.
The Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and back to the spot.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, I said Lolo's. Damn, you know where my mind at.
Man, it's going down. P. Diddy. Whoa, wait.
That boy Cole. You think they're gonna let him purchase the team? Now he was saying on Jimmy Kimmel last night, L. Boogie, that he couldn't really express himself because, you know, NFL, you gotta be part of the brand. You can't just be running your lip, man, till you got it. You know what I mean? So he has to be careful of what he's saying, but do you think he has a real shot at getting a team, man?
Anything's possible. I mean, that's P. Diddy. You know, Jay-Z did it as far as just being a minority owner, and then he sold his stock, and now he has his own sports management company. So they are pioneers of what we call hip-hop now that is a conglomerate. It's a conglomerate of the world. So, you know, he's made hits, man. So I wouldn't be surprised he has a mind of a shark, and that's what you need. Let's not forget that. He has the mind of a shark. So, you know, yes, I think he will be maybe if not the first, if not the first, he will probably get a team if he was, you know, just talking about it and it was, you know, mentioned. So callers out there, you know, do your homework. P. Diddy, he might be the first one to be on the NFL majority owner. Let's wish him luck. P. Diddy, call the show, man. Come holler at us.
Ha-ha.
You know, we're going to talk NBA and death on Monday, but just one thing. NBA, it starts next Tuesday, so we'll start talking about it on Monday. But one sidebar, and we'll talk about it. They changed the new format for the finals. For 30 years, it was 2-3-2. Now they voted it will go 2-2-1-1-1. Are you happy with that decision, Ro, or you would have wished for the same old format?
No, I love this decision because, you know, that's the way it's always been. I thought, you know, I never knew about the 232 being that way for the last 30 years. That was pretty shocking to me. I didn't know it was
that's
that
in
long.
You know, in the playoffs, it goes 2-2, 1-1-1. But yeah, in the finals, it's always been 2-3-2.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I never knew that in the finals for the last 30 years that it was 2-3-2. I never knew that.
Right.
In the finals. I thought it was 2-2-1-1-1, you know, back in the day, you know, up until like mid-90s maybe. But for the last 30 years, that blew my mind when I got the research done on that one, you know what I mean? But I love the format 2-2-1-1-1. Because, you know, that three games on the road, man, yes, it's a possibility. You won't make it back to your home. You know, Miami just have been fortunate to be able to win those games on the road to bring it home. But, man, not every team does that. You know what I mean? It's been a lot of sweeps in the finals. You know what I mean? And I think this will keep teams in it. You won't have as many sweeps, or you know, it'll be a lot of traveling. So that should be helpful for those who like to rack up air mileages. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. You know, but I love it. You think it's good or you think it's bad for the league after 30 years?
I think it was pretty good. I think they got it right on. You know, the NBA is kind of like pioneers of trying to get it right. You know, the NBA and NFL tries to jump on board and whatnot, but, you know, NBA tries to be, you know, innovators and motivators. If somebody has an issue, let's do it now. Let's vote on it now. We're not going to wait two more years or three more years to wait till we've already voted on something to come back to the board like baseball does, like with the instant replay. You know, so I think that's something that should have, you know, that's put in play, and it's gonna be real interesting to go 2-2-1-1-1. So I'm really, really happy for that. And another sidebar: what do you think about the 76ers releasing, you know, Royce White, drafted by the Houston Rockets, and you know he has an anxiety situation where. He's like, you know, if we ever was the youngins and we watched the A-team, B.A. Baracus, they had to knock him out to get him on the planes. So he can't fly. He has anxiety, you know, situations. So what do you think about that, Ro?
Man, you know, they got to do what they got to do, man. It's not their fault that you have that condition. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, man. Take some no-dos or something. You know, you got to do what we do, L Boogie. Stay up all night. You don't care what you got to do. Do whatever you got to do. So that way when you get on the plane, fall asleep. As soon as we get on the runway, I'll be asleep. Yeah, I'll be asleep before he take off. You know what I'm saying? But he don't know how to handle himself, you know, and you don't want that type of person on the plane. Because the minute he take, you know, that little drop, that little air pocket, he be one of them Taliban dudes. Get up and start acting crazy, and you have to really stab him and beat him up. You know, it ain't no telling how strong he is if he get on, you know, be just, you know, losing control, black out, and don't know what happened to himself. He just can't take it, piss on himself or whatever. But, you know, you don't want them type of guys on the plane. So it is what it is. You know, hey, man, he should have been to the doctor long before he even made it to the NBA. When they told him that he had a chance to make it to the league, he should have been going to a lot of doctors trying to figure out how he can get over that. To get his ass on the plane, because it ain't nothing to get on the plane. And then turn down a couple million dollars a year for that? To hell with you, son.
Very, very, very intriguing. So I wish him well. I hope that he can get over it. You know, I hope he has a plan B, you know, where he has his degree or whatnot. But I think...
You're going to do a 9-to-5 instead of getting your ass on the plane and go chilling in the hotel and eating shrimp and lobster for 82 games?
And have millions in your pocket. He's willing to throw that away. That's what's so... that's what's so mind-boggling, and see that he has a real bad disease. We really need to be aware of this. He's willing to throw away millions and do something that he really loves to do, and to not want to play basketball again. That's how hard and that's how agonizing this disease is to him of flying. So,
you know what I would have told him?
Interesting, or I'm listening.
Look, this is what I would have told him.
You know why Steve ain't got DJ in front of his name, right? Because entities exist without label suckers. We about dynasties over here.
Watch this.
We about G shit.
The streets is talking. When we come back, we gonna leave out with the freestyle. I see you, Steve the Mo-D Mag. I got something special for you, baby.
Entertainment for women, my niggas rock.
Yeah.
I'm hustling.
Oh yeah.
I stunt like a champ. All these boy scouts soldiers. Fuck you and your camp. Got on all of my shoes. Don't fall for the trap. I got one of my fools. He don't listen to rap, but he listen to me. So listen to me. When you listen to me, I get you this in a week. Put a hater to sleep. Sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for pennies. See, my focus was M. My chances were slim. Counting votes to per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my square. Still they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so-called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dunkers can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers we landing. I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamonds flashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that's my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna study my grand. These niggas wanna see me shine. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't proud like $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy. They made back white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 These haters can't hold me back.
hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. No.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. No. These niggas can't hold us back. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We the streets of the sports talk show. Extra line that is, man. I got my cellmate, you know what I mean? T Rose, Duels the G. I talked to Duels, man. So he flew me a kite, got to holler and talk to man. So he just wanted to tell the world what's up. Been on assignment, been doing some things, giving back to the community. So, you know. Big up to Joel to G. DJ can't hold us back. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 211-347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. What the deal, bro?
You know what it is, man. We got to chime in with the big brother from the sports officials, man. You know, it's a busy, hot night, so we're going to get him in before the Freestyle Friday kickoff. So you know how we always do, man. They show us love. You got to get your ass up early on Sunday mornings. Check out the sports officials at 10 a.m. Eastern time. If I can get up on the West Coast, you can get up anywhere else around the world. We got our big brother T-Nick on the line from the sports officials. What's the deal, baby?
Man, first of all, I got two things to ask you to say. You know, on the old school up early in the morning, dressed in black, that's how we feel on a Sunday mornings. And I want to bow down to my fellas from the streets of talking because these haters can't hold them back. They get up early in the morning, you know what I'm saying, to chit-chat with the bros. You know what I'm saying? Whether they walking to the stove, whether they eating green eggs and ham, eating grits, whatever they doing. T-Ro, Boogie Man, man, we appreciate y'all like nobody else's business, man. I just want to let y'all know that, man. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, everybody out there listening, I never, ever laid eyes on these two dudes, man. But these are my dogs, man. That's I'm going to tell you that right now. These are my dogs right here. I'm going to tell you that. But I know I only got a couple minutes, man. Not even a couple. But I got a couple seconds. And I got two things I want to run in on, okay?
Well, run
first
it down,
of all,
man.
Hey, first of all, the Ducks going to beat UCLA. The Jim Moore Jr. can't win the big one. That's all I got to say about that. I'm going to leave that alone. Okay? Boogie, Virginia Tech, they got a great D, and that D don't stand for Duke. Forget it. Alabama had a run back, a kickoff and a punt return to beat them boys. And my Miami Hurricanes got to play Florida State, Free Shoes University. They got to play them first and then turn around and play Virginia Tech the week after that. And speaking of the U, I'm going to talk about you, Boogie, because you're talking about what the allegations that we got, the punishment. Was it fair? It wasn't fair. I heard you talking, man, that old Free Shoes and everything else. You know, y'all old school, Bobby Bowden, somebody steals something. Y'all make a run, stadium steps. You know what I'm saying? But we get the business when it comes to the U, man. And look, it took 3 years for them dudes to come down on us, man. We kept self-imposing. We was taking away scholarships. We weren't going to no bowl games. None of that. But when Money Man's deal thing came down, they gave Money a half. It only took him a couple weeks to get him a half off. But it took us 3 years, man, while dudes like you from Florida State and Florida, y'all kept recruiting against us and recruiting violations. Y'all kept saying, you know, Miami going to get the death penalty. They going to get this. They going to get that. You know, we gave up our bowl games. We let Georgia Tech play in the ACC championship last year for us, man. They took our spot, man. We come to see y'all in Tallahassee. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. If we don't get you in Tallahassee, we're going to see you again in the ACC championship game. That's all I got to say about that, man. I'm going to leave it alone because I'm going to tell you this. I respect the hell out of famous Jameis. And I wish that nigga was in Texas. Excuse my French. I wish he was in Texas, man. Second of all, Nilly Neal, man. The anniversary, man. You know, Nilly Neal anniversary on the 29th, man. He up in the mountains right now in some type of hot tub is doing something, man. Him, you know, he's 6'9", his wife is 6'7", they doing whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? But happy anniversary to you, Nilly Neal. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But
it's
this is why I call it, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's your anniversary. Hey, right quick, my upset of the week, the Jets going to beat Cincinnati at home. Jets going into Cincinnati, They're going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that. I'll let you marinate over that later on. But this is what I want to talk to you about, man. I mean, you know, I'm in ATL. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, man. And you know I'm in today. You know, I run a recreation department. And I run a youth football league that stretches from Union City, which is in South Fulton County, all the way up to DeKalb County. And I'm talking about this is 150, 175 teams, and we playing 75 to 100 games plus every weekend. Okay? Man, do you know, this is what I've been dealing with this whole week. Do you know there is an 11-year-old team that put a 13-year-old on their team? They undefeated right now, okay? They're going to be 8-0 come Saturday because they can't nobody beat these dudes. So, man, do you know I had a meeting with the kids and the parents tonight, and the one kid who everybody's saying is too old, him and his mama didn't even show up tonight? So when you don't show up, that means you what? You guilty as charged.
You're guilty.
You know, I had to explain it to my wife. I told my wife, I said, baby, every coach I talk to, and I have seen this kid play. The kid's spectacular. But every coach I talk to, they always say, man, he Randy Moss and everybody. And I had a friend from my wife. I said, man, you know who Randy Moss is? I said, you ain't know who Randy Moss is? She said, oh, yeah. He's the guy that put that one hand up. And when he put the hand up, that means touchdown. I said, you got that right. That's exactly what it is. So my thing is this, man. You talking about youth league sports. You know, my wife, she's really emphatic about this. Why you got to cheat the kids? Not only are you cheating the kids, man, you're putting them kids in danger of playing a 13-year-old against these 11-year-olds. You know, and the time of concussions and all that, you know, back in our day, you know, you hit the smell of salt and you just hear, and you got your bell wrong, boy, get back out there. You know, nowadays,
right,
these concussions and everything going on. So, man, that's what I'm dealing with right now, man. And I got the whole city of Atlanta, the whole state of Georgia. And I'm going to tell y'all, BornToCompete.com, that's what everybody is on in Georgia. It's all about youth football. You get the football, man, that's all it's about. BornToCompete.com got Cam Newton, Gatorade, they sponsored by Gatorade, Cam Newton, and everybody else. Under Armour and all that good stuff, man. That's what everybody is on right now. And right now, if you click on that and you go to the message forum, you're going to see breaking news. 11 and under,
right,
Metro Atlanta team indicted on 5 counts. I mean, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy,
they,
man.
They,
so,
hey, T-Nick, they're gonna treat you like Matt Schaub.
Yeah. No, let me tell you, man. I'm barely talking to you on the phone right now because my battery is so dead from everybody calling me, talking about what's going on, what's happening, what you're going to do, what they're going to get, this, that, and other. I'm just like, man, hey, man, call me on right now. You know what I'm saying? I always want to hang up my phone and just talk to me in person. I don't even want to talk on the phone no more. Matter of fact, you're going to talk to the scorekeeper, and the scorekeeper will come over here and talk to me. And then I'll tell him the answer, then he'll come back there and talk to you. You know what I'm saying? But, man, it's crazy, man. So, you know, I know that in Texas they got them Friday night lights, man. But, man, when they come to Georgia and this youth football, man, this ish right here, crazy. That's all I can say about that, man. Dez, before I go out, man, it's like I heard D-Max say earlier, you never, ever, 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 ever say the next man is better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to say Boogie and T-Rose are better hosts than me. And T-Rose and Boogie ain't going to ever say I'm a better host than him. I respect them. They respect me. We're going to perfect our craft. And we're going to keep it gangster, man. That's all I got to say about that, man. Streets are talking, man. And if you ain't listening, you's a sucker. That's all I got to say about that, man. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Thanks for having me on, man.
Oh, no doubt. We appreciate you. Make sure you get your ass up early. D-Mac, I know you out there, baby. You said you was going to chime in with them boys. So, T-Nick, be looking out for D-Mac call, man. You know what it is. Big brother say he going to chime in. So, we going to get it in, man. Have a great time. You better have my segment on. Did I do that? I love that damn segment, El Boogie. I'm telling you, boy.
It's cold, ain't it?
I love it, man. Hey, you want to bust out to this freestyle fight? Hold on, man. We got somebody else that just called in.
you know what we're going to do? I ain't get to chime in with them, but the cell bars are ringing. Let's see who we got on the line, see if they want to chime in with us. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, welcome to the Streets is Talking. You on live with L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. Who this?
Dad, can you hear me?
Yeah, no question. The world can hear you. T-Ro, this pretty face, a.k.a.
Hey, hey, Dad.
She's down in Charlotte, North Carolina. They got homecoming this weekend. Shout out to the Golden Bulls, man.
Hey,
shout out to the
hey,
Charlotte.
JCSU, proud alumni. What's up,
2013? Oh, man, no doubt, man. Big up. Love you.
Love you too, Dad. Keep doing your thing.
No doubt. So, yeah, she just wanted to call in, man. I wanted to call in and say what's up to the world right quick. But, yeah, we about to freestyle.
Oh, pretty face, you got to stay on. Watch your dad act a fool this evening. It's Freestyle Friday, and we didn't put a mixture in his cup, so it ain't no telling what's going to come out of his mouth, so be careful, beware.
Man, I've been hearing this for years. No, it's nothing new. That's my old man. Exactly.
Well, hold the line, pretty face, and hey, y'all do it big. Turn up. At the homecoming, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. 2013, Charlotte, North Carolina. I came all the way here from grad school. I'm in grad school now doing my thing, so.
Man, keep doing your thing. Keep pushing forward. And, you know, from the street, it's nothing but love. Hold the line, little lady.
Okay.
L Boogie, it's all you, homie. What you want to do? You know we down to the last two. Break them out and break them down.
I'm going to give them a short and sweet. It's coming to you from the streets. Man, you know they call me L Boogie, a.k.a. Boo Meeks. Man, I left Cleveland like LB did to Miami till I did to AZ. I ain't tripping. I done pitched everything from crack to heroin. I'm going to do it just like I coached LeBron. Oh, man, I done coached Earl Boykins to London Fletcher. Oh, come get me, man. You can't catch a, cold messing with me because I'm so slick, man. I'm banging in everybody. I don't know what it is, but my flow is raw. I'm unorthodox, and I'm coming at your jaw. I ain't tripping. I ain't future, but I done it two times. I don't give a fuck because you ain't even going to listen to my rhyme. Go back to Blog Talk Radio and see it in 90 seconds. I'm going to do this for all my cat sports officials and my brethren. Man, it's over with. It's the streets is talking. They say I can't go back home, but I was in the projects walking. Give me your gun, man. You coming with a knife. You mad at me because I done fucked your wife. Oh, man, please don't get strife. Don't catch a bullet hole coming at me, dog. I'm just so fly that my nigga Snoop Doggy dog. I got 60 seconds to go, and the show is over. But, man, I'm knocking at your Joe like they call me Jehovah. It's over with, bro. Let's go, baby.
You know we got to drop Skeet in. You know we're going to let him close it out. We just going to do our thing, man, because, you know, hey, that was hot, motherfucker. Boy, that made me slap you across your lips, boy. And that cup work, boy, I'm telling you. Yeah. We was taking down south. We down south in the D, North Park, Texas, to be exact. Hella thick, in just in case you tried to check. Skeet Mo, Johnson, Jenkins III. What's the deal, baby?
Hey, you already know what to do, man. Much love to the crew, you know.
Oh, man, welcome to the
crew. Love you,
man. Yeah, L Boogie feeling fine, man. You know, he been sipping a little bad. Yeah. So, man, break us off something to close us down, man, so we can get up out this joint.
Already, you know what it is, man. One more time for your mind. It's Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make the pen bleed blue. And we gon' keep it G in everything that we do. These niggas absent-minded, meaning they ain't got a clue. Look at her, look daddy, we don't fuck a Rudy Poots. Make me hop out the coupe. Knock off your roof. Make me stomp a nigga face and make me knock out your tooth. I'm from North Park, Texas, and I vouch for my crew. Rep that 5,000 soldiers, nigga, like I'm a troop. It's a loot to shoot, and that's the motto. A nigga drinking Ciroc straight out the bottle.
These niggas gassed up, tell them get up off the throttle, and we ballin' over here, bitch, like we hit the Texas Lotto. Man, I'm out of here, man. That down south shit is fucking boy. Skeet the ball. Goddamn, I'm glad you didn't fuck up this week, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Boy, that was hot.
Fire.
You damn fool. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. You know we appreciate the love, man. We overdue. And, man, you know we got to get the hell up out of here, man. So much love to you, brother. You Skeet the Moe Johnson, Chicken the Third, ladies and gentlemen, once again, to blow your mind back. Tell my sis I said much love, man, from straight from the West Coast. You dig?
Already, one love.
One love. Hell Boogie, you know we got to get out of here, man. You know, much love to everybody checking us out on the web, keeping us hot, man. Hell Boogie, you know I love you, baby. Jewel sent me a kite, too. You know what I'm saying? I see you, baby. Boy, always on the side. Boy, that boy stay in the streets hard. All the callers checking in. Man, you better, hey, I'm telling you, y'all better get y'all ass up and check out the Sports Officials, man. Those big brothers, you know what I'm saying? 10 a.m. Eastern, check them out. They pretty hot. Not pretty hot. They real hot. They not artificial. They official. Check them out. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my mama checked in earlier. You know, to the fam all the way around. L Boogie, my brother, once again.
No doubt. I'll see you in 2 days. I'm about to get on this joint, man. I might, you know what I mean? I might be calling in from Charlotte, man. So, you know, about to jump on this joint, man. So, kick it down there at the homecoming. I'm going to check in with the Miss Sporty Pants show. You know, we're going to have to call her tomorrow, man. You know, her show is from 1 to 3. We check in with everybody. A female sports talk show from a female's perspective. NoStaticRadio.com, 1 to 3. Check it out on your laptop. Man, signing off for T-Row. I'm L Boogie. Jewels, I see you. Pretty face, I see you, baby. I'm coming. Man, homecoming. Golden Bulls, shout out. Man, to all the Qs, all the Deltas down there. Big up. Alert. DDA, baby. Hey, yo, Raw. It's TGIF, man. We ain't got nothing else to do. It's the streets is talking. Let's go.
Hit that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an N1. Faking soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't it? Obviously, you a bitch, you a hoe, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain. Prosecutor, get some money, get your bunch, I parachute you. I'm so fly,
That's a non. That's a blood clotting.